For Wrangell's July 4th, the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band will feature the five-piece ensemble of Brooke Monroe on upright bass, Jeremy Jr. Kane on the banjo, Scott Burton on the guitar, Andrew Heist on the mandolin, and guest artist Sean Tracy on the harmonica. The Great Alaska Bluegrass Band, formerly known as Bluegrass 101, have played all over the state, including the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines and the Alaska Folk Festival in Juneau. The band has also performed in Washington State at the Wintergrass Festival in Tacoma. Harmonica player Tracy released his 14-track album, Trouble, earlier this year. Burton explains how the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band was formed.
One day there's jams, weekly jams at the Alaskan Bar there in Juneau that a lot of people know of. When they go to Juneau, they go down there, and we were hanging out one day, and just we all showed up there. Jeremy had just moved to town. Sean's been in Juneau since I don't know when, forever, and he was probably the one that helped get that jam together, and then we all sort of filtered in.
Kane elaborates a little further.
We just all met. Sean and I have been friends for a while and started putting some music together, and here we are.
Come on, Morty sold off and short, he measures 4'2". He thinks he's a fine when given a giant.
Although the band is based in Juneau, this is not their first time visiting one of their southern neighbors, guitarist Scott Burton.
As far as Wrangell goes, this is our second time. And the first time was so much fun that Ramey and company here invited us back, and we had a good time.
With live music being a rarity in Wrangell, everyone is encouraged to see the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band at the Nolan Center or at Ramey's Bar. Their music is fast-paced and energetic, and the band is always dressed to impress. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.
They're good.